Steppenwolf. The last time you're going to hear that for a little while, because as most of you would know, I'm taking the next quarter off, the autumn quarter, with a bit of work stuff going on, and also some sick parents to deal with. So you will not hear that song based around my show. You might hear it on the radio, though, because it's still a good song. This is the last show, so I thought for the today's show I would cover a couple of things, and that's go over some music that I really enjoy listening to, because what's the point in having a radio show if you can't play music you like? But I'm also going to talk about the Silo Trail. There's a bit of stuff going on with the Silo Trail, and it's becoming very popular, and while it might be a bit warm driving around up there at the moment, the tourism around the silos and the painting and all the rest of it has been huge for a lot of the country towns. And I'm, you know, as most of you know, if you've listened, I'm big on supporting our local towns and getting, you know, as much stuff as we can get to happen to keep communities going, especially when we've got so much drought and everything else and fires and all that sort of stuff that have happened around not only Victoria but South Australia and most of the country, really. We're a bit of a mess at the minute. We will come through. It's always something positive. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to sort of reflect back on some of the interviews I've given over the last, well, nearly 2 years running this show, being involved with the station, obviously, for a lot longer than that, with Mashup Monday and Divining Me, and the girls from Mashup Monday are still having a bit of fun. Caught up with Michelle the other day. If you listen, Michelle, nice little coffee there and catch up and chat. And we've sort of got a bit of stuff happening around the place. But I've also, so we're going to talk about, catch up on some of the interviews I've carried on with. We'll look at some of the, you know, cool music that I like listening to, weird music that I like listening to, and hopefully keep you entertained for the next 2 hours. And in that said, I've just got a bit of a little comedy skit with Doctor Who trying to hire a caravan, and then I can't not have my final show for the moment without John Williamson, Old Farts in Caravan Parks. And I'm going to make a shout out with that song to my beloved partner, who is had her birthday yesterday, and we've often talked about what we're going to be like when we're older, and on the road touring full time rather than working for to pay off mortgages and all that sort of stuff. So a bit of Old Farts in Caravan Parks for Jane, who was happy birthday, dear. And after receiving some not so great news on your birthday, let's see if we can cheer it up a little bit. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley, and let's have a bit of a giggle together.
Hello?
Hello, is that Chipping Sodbury Caravans?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Greetings, I am the Doctor.
Yes.
My good man, I need a caravan.
We don't hire out caravans.
I cannot borrow a caravan from you?
We don't hire them out, no. We're just retailers.
Ah, excuse me for a moment, let me see. Now, if I purchase a caravan, what I could do is go back in time 10 minutes before I purchased it, put it back, and he wouldn't be any the wiser. Fine. Yes, no problem, sir. That's fine.
The best thing to do is to come in and we'll sort something out for you, sir.
I need a caravan because of the Master. You see, the Master plans to invade Morecambe.
Yes, I see, yes.
So it's vital I intercept him. Tell me, what are your caravans equipped with inside?
Well, with everything, I mean...
Excellent. Do you have any caravans with a dematerialization circuit and interstitial time ram navigation drive?
No, sir.
I see, so just curtains and sink units and things.
That's right, yeah.
I can't defend the universe with that.
When we were in the Kimberley, we actually toured the show through first of all, and I made sure everybody in the audience knew I was going to come back through with a camper van. So I got all sorts of invites to go out to stations and up rivers fishing for barramundi. Just fantastic. And, of course, we did stay in a lot of caravan parks as well. This is all the way between Broome and Darwin. And I'd forgotten all about caravan parks. It's fabulous. I met all these wonderful old people. And I could feel a song coming on straight away. And I've called it Old Farts in Caravan Parks.
Happy travellers are we, around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. And king of the road are we. Up a mountain road we wind, with a mile of traffic stuck behind. Too friendly a folk you wouldn't find. Oh, cheery old chooks away. We've hit the road and sold a home, like a pair of drovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. And a pair of toilers are we. We'll pick fruit or prune a tree. Any old job doesn't worry me. It'll cover our fuel and the camping fee. Ah, frugal old farts, are we? And a dear old chooker, you. And your terry-toweling dressing gown. The one you bought in a country town. Yours is pink and mine is brown. Threadbare old fart, are we? Yes, we've hit the road and sold the home, like a pair of rovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. Oh, geez, we'll have to pull up again soon, don't we? And a tidy little unit away. Everything has a place to be. A jar of coffee and a tin of tea. A life for two, but not for three. Oh, sexy old tarts away. And we always camp just near the loo, cause I have to go at midnight too. And dribble, 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 dribble's all I do. In a caravan, the kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. Go around. And the same to you too, Sonny.
Oh, you got to love John Williamson, don't you? He's just amazing and very Australian, as Australian as they come, really. And that could probably lead me onto a rant, but I'm not going to. But what he was saying there at the end about caravanners and people that are towing, and they tow it, you know, 20-30k under the speed limit, and you've got a mile-long queue of cars all waiting to get past, and how frustrating that can be for people. But just remember, there's not always a good place or a safe place where you can pull over, but if you do get that chance, you know, it's always nice to do, just to let people get past. I know it's something I do. I live on a road where if there's virtually no overtaking spots for about, I don't know, 7 or 8, 9k, 10k through the hills. And if you get someone driving really slow, well, yeah, you just got to sit there and be patient. So anyway, that's just what it is. It's Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. Thinking about hiring a caravan, but maybe not with all the equipment Doctor Who wanted. So yes, it's a bit of fun. So we will play a few little sponsors, because the station survives on them. And we'll be back after that to have a bit of a chat about the Silo Art Trail and some of the really amazing stuff that's out there. It's 21 minutes past 2. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Harvey Norman Churnside Park, your cooling specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman Churnside Park.
Go! Hi, I'm John. I'm in my 50s and young at heart, so it's my heart that I want to look after.
I take Bergamot Pro Plus. Bergamot Pro Plus is a natural antioxidant designed to benefit heart health, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and improve brain health and liver function. I want to live life to the full, so I take Bergamot Pro Plus. Go to bergamot.com.au or call 1-300-977-889. Always read the label and only use as directed.
Station sponsor.
40 Wings Churnside Park is having a stock take sale. Save up to 50% store-wide on leading brand mattresses, including King Coil Chiropractic, Crown Posture, and the exciting new range of silent partner Backcare sleep systems, as well as bedroom furniture. Don't miss the savings, but only for a limited time. So come and see us at 40 Winks in the Homemaker Centre at 282 Maroondah Highway, Churnside Park. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. Station sponsor.
G'day, I'm Clive Larkman, and it's Herb and Chilli Festival time again.
Herb and Chilli Festival.
Proudly a part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. We'll have storeholders from around the country with their latest chilli and herb products, chilli beer, local wines, and much more for you to sample and buy. Cooking demonstrations and presentations will be performed by special guests, and even I'll be cooking up a storm on the day. Jump on our website, herbchillifestival.com.au, to buy tickets. Come down to the Herb and Chilli Festival, 16th and 17th of March, Warburton Highway, Wandon.
Station sponsor.
Aurum Aged Care at Hillsville is a modern, comfortable care home providing 24-hour nursing care for aged care residents. Aurum Hillsville offers a wide range of lifestyle activities to suit everyone, and their seasonal food menus are cooked fresh on-site every day. Aurum Hillsville also provides specialised dementia care in a dedicated memory support community within the care home. You're welcome to enjoy a coffee with the team whilst experiencing firsthand everything that Aurum Aged Care at Hillsville has to offer. Call 1-800-287-786 to book a tour. Also on the web at aurum.com.au. Station sponsor.
And it's 2:24. It's Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. All right, I mentioned before we went through all that stuff about silo art. I am absolutely fascinated and blown away by the artworks that are on several silos, and I'll go through them in a sec and mention where they are. Just the thought, you know, all these little country towns, which I'm going to mention in a sec, they don't even survive on tourism, a lot of them, because they're just little country towns, but they've attracted so much attention with these massive, amazing pieces of artwork. Now, a lot of it's all up in the Murray Sunset or the Mallee country, which is just gorgeous. You know, anything that's a bit deserty is my favourite country to be in. And so the first one is at Brim, and that's was done by Guido Van Helton. And I'm hoping before the in-between songs, I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea of when they were painted and when they were finished, that sort of stuff. And I'll tell you why in a sec. Up at Patchawalik, Fintan McGee has done one up there. Then you've got the Sheep Hills, done by Adnet. And then Rapunyup by Julia Volchkova. Then Lascelles by Roan. And the reason this is all coming up, apart from the fact that it's been around a little bit, is that Roan has... Well, I've heard an interview with Roan today, actually. But doing an immersive art experience that is happening up in the Mount Dandenongs. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it. I'm sure you'll be able to find it for yourselves. But Roan was on the interview, and we were talking about, or they were talking about, immersive art and an immersive experience. And I sort of look at the silos and think, that's a pretty immersive experience. It's, you know, from a point of view of you'd be driving for at least, say, 2 hours. Then the silo trip is around 200 kilometres in total from start to finish. And it's about 25 minutes between each one, 25 minutes, half an hour roughly. And what you get is the immersive experience is, one, you're driving around the countryside to see these things. The immersive bit for me is the weather. So depending on whether it's windy, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, how cloudy it is, how blue the sky is, all these things, like, that's the immersive experience. It's an outdoor art experience. And you know, why we can go to museums and art galleries. And I went to an art launch from a friend of mine the other week that was quite interesting because it was very quite abstract in its simplicity, yet the message behind it was quite deep. And so, but it wasn't immersive. Yes, you were there in the room, you could see the art, you could hear the artist talking and all the rest of it. And Karen did a great job explaining why and where and how and how much was in it. But when you go and see these silos out in the bush, I think there's more to it. The weather plays such a massive part of it. The clouds, you know, if you can imagine some of these silos, which I'd hate to even guess it at how tall a lot of them are, and how they would change in the light. So, you know, as the day moves on and all that sort of stuff, and then you've got that immersion into the community, which is what, you know, it's all about. So, yeah, it's just something different in this immersive experience that we've been working on. And I think that tangible touch, feel, see, experience type artwork is only going to get more and more popular as years go by. Then we've got another one at Rosebery that's Kafian. And so the idea is in the Victorian one, was there 2, 4, 6, 7 of them to go to, and the one at Brim is the first one, and that was by Guido van Helton. Now that was the first mural on a silo to appear in Victoria, according to this, and it was finished in 2016. It says here it was done with limited financial resources, and basically I'm just on a an art trail site. And it in his one it depicts anonymous multi-generational quartet of female and male farmers rendered across 4 1939 built Grain Corp silos. So they're quite different. Guido van Helton was born in Canberra and grew up in inner city Melbourne. So, you know, local lad. So that's just a little snippet of the one at Brim. You can certainly have a look at what these people do, because like Roan, there's a lot of these artists have gone on to and have started with artworks beforehand. So get on, have a look, and I'll play a bit of music, and then I'll come back and we'll look at the one at Patchwalloc, which, what a great name. Doesn't Australia have some fantastic names? Patchwalloc. It's not as, you know, interesting as some others, but quite good. I like it. All right, now I've got a bit of the Doors. Now this will be one that a lot of people wouldn't have necessarily heard. It's called Spanish Caravan, and it's quite a different sort of sound coming from, well, it's a similar sound to the Doors music, but it's obviously it's what's around it is important. So have a listen to that and see if you can pick up the Doors in it, and then of course a bit of Summer Love from Sherbet as this hot summer continues to grow on and will continue to go on into next month. So at 2:30, it's Ant-Man's RB and 4x4 show. You listen to Ant-Man, and it's The Doors and a Spanish Caravan.
Take me, Spanish caravan, yeah.
at old Summer Love by Sherbet. I still remember seeing them live at Festival Hall many years ago and just absolutely enjoying it, along with some Bob Marley and some other people that were all playing down at the hall. But I thought I would do this and see if it works, because I want to read out a community service announcement.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, community announcement file.
This is for today, and I just thought I'd mention it because it's happening tonight. A free screening of the short documentary Dealers for Wildlife will be shown at the MIMO in Healesville. The film shows how the local community helped the Judith Yeardley Save Wildlife Centre raise $3.5 million for wildlife. There will be a Q&A with the film's director and a launch of a new charity, Together for Wildlife. It's tonight, Thursday, February 28th. Arrive at 7:15 p.m. complimentary food and drinks. You get your tickets online at www.togetherforwildlife.org.au. And it sounded like a pretty worthy cause to me. And our second one is March into Woori. Family Fun Day and Market at the Woori Yalik Primary School, Sunday, March 3rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Food trucks, sausage sizzle, baked spuds and more food choices for all the family. Kids entertainment zone, family picnic area, parlour games, jumping castle, donkey rides, face painting, market stalls, secondhand books, toys and DVDs, silent auction, mystery bag, raffles and a lot more. Live music and performances by King's Parade, Xanth Blue, Yanamego, Troy Charles and Miss Melly Sunshine. All right, so that's a couple of community service announcements. We're back onto our silo trail. The next one is at Patchawalik, and I love the name. You probably gathered that. This was done by Finnegan McGee. And I like this one because it's sort of the quintessential farmer. Finnegan sort of got himself immersed in the community. There's that word again. And he met Mick Noodle Holland, and that's who he painted. So this was completed also in 2016. And the image portrays the archetypical Aussie farmer, faded blue flanny, and all. And so this is a really interesting one because, again, it's very much Australian. It's very much our outback, and it's very much who we are, which is something that's pretty amazing. So he's from New South Wales. He was born in Lismore, raised in Brisbane. So again, Fintan McGee is the artist, and that was at Patchawalik. All right, I've got, well, while we're doing it, I might as well. The House Martins, Caravan of Love. I'm not sure if there's a theme running through all of this, but something, again, different, and then we'll finish it off with a bit of Darryl Braithwaite, One Summer. So let's get into it. It is 2:40 p.m. in the afternoon. It's Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Born so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of
take a stand. Join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister. Let your love flow,
from your heart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. Everybody take a stand. Join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother.
You. Here at Yarra Valley FM, we like hearing feedback from you, the listener. If you have heard something that you've really liked on our shows, please feel free to email us at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Our presenters are waiting not only to hear feedback from you, but to also improve our shows for the future and beyond.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
We'll be right back.
Double Start to One Summer by Daryl, but that's okay. It's 2:49, it's Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show, and we're travelling the Victorian Silo Art Trail. The next artist that I wanted to just talk about is at Sheep Hills. Now, this is six silos, two big bins, and when I say bins, they're, you know, huge tanks, but they're not as tall as silos. And the colouring in Adnate's work is just amazing. And when I was there, sort of reading a bit about him, I just thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. I mean, he's a Melbourne-based artist and has used his work to tell stories of the Indigenous culture and peoples throughout their lands, and I just think it's so appropriate. The Sheep Hill silos were built in 1938, and I'm reading verbatim here, Adnate's depiction of Wigaya, Elder, Uncle Ron, Marks, and Watu Balak, Elder, Auntie Regina Hood, alongside two young children, Savannah Marks and Kirtley MacDonald, celebrates the richness of the area's Indigenous culture. Now, the colours that he's used are just stunning. The night sky is represented, the purples, the blacks. I can't even describe it. The picture that I was looking at has a very dramatic black-grey thunderstorm sky behind it and over the top of it. And you've got these massive faces and the purples and the blacks representing that side of the thing. He finished his work somewhere around the 2000s, I believe it was finished. And again, you know, using of just bold colours just makes this one stand out. So that's at Sheep Hills, and the artist for that was Adnate, and it was just and it's rather stunning. All right, so we're moving quickly up to the 3 o'clock news. I've still got a couple of songs I want to get through before we continue our silo trail, and the next one we're going to is Rapuniup. But in between times, I've got a bit of the B-52s and Love Shack to play for you.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed
back.
What a lot of fern. And is it really tin roof rusted? Thinking. We are. It's nearly 3 o'clock. It's 2:56. I'm going to go into a bit of Supertramp and Dreamer to take us up to the news, and we'll be back after the news. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out. Head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
All right, this is Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM. We'll get into a bit of Lucky Star and then a bit of Miami Sound Machine, and then we'll be back to continue our journey along the Silo Trail.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land. Cause I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Talamore, Seymour, Lismore, Mooloolaba, Nambour, Mooroochdor, Kilmore, Marillaba, Birdsville, Lemmerville, Wallaville, Connemara, Connemara, Strathroyne, Frostbine, Nala, Dala, Darwin, Ginger, Nilliquin, Machilla, Wallamilla, Bogaville, Cumberilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate, if you've been,
I've been to
Moree,
Tari, Drillaby, Bamboo, Toowoomba, Gunnedah, Carringbah, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadine, Jindabyne, Lithgow, Casino, Brigalow, Narromine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morilla, Okathella, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but if you've been to
Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbin, Mittagong, Molong, Grong, Grong, Gundawindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondah, Wollongarra, Tarramarrabo, Gary Gundagai, Narrabri, Toowoomba, Golgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabramatta, Parramatta, Wangaratta, Coolangatta. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about
Big Wedlong, Danlong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Mulpera, Yundam, Skunk, Flat, Quonkai, River Murray, Curry, Curry, Guru, Wing, Terry, Lostock, Mobile, Collaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Dorigo, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yerimpilli, Wallangilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere, I've been everywhere.
Okay, mate, you've been every place except one, and you don't need my help to get there.
Thank you.
It's 3:15 here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show coming at you for the last time for a little while I have a break. Now, on our silo tour, we're now at a place called Rapuniup. And I'm sure I've got the pronunciations wrong, but Julia Volkova, or Volchova, depending on how you want to explain it. She's a Russian mural artist, and she went into the town and she got to mural a couple of sort of what they call squat tanks. They're very lifelike. They're of a couple of young kids, Ebony Baker and Jordan Wiedemann, in their uniforms ready to play football and netball. What I really like about this mural, I mean, they're all lifelike, but this one, I don't know, it just gets me, maybe because it's more in that black and white sort of style of art. But I just really like, maybe it's the fresh faces, maybe it's the fact that there's something out there in the bush that still has a youth component to it that allows us to look at our kids and get our kids moving and get them involved in sport and do what we need to do. I'm not sure what it is that got me on this one, but I really enjoy it. And I, you know, just think there's so much in it. It's hard to compare one to the other because they're all different artists. I think looking at each one in its own right is exactly what this is meant to be. And again, it goes back to this immersive experience that we're talking about, travelling the bush. So that's at Rapuniup. And again, you know, you'll be able to look up this stuff, the Silo Art Trail for Victoria, online pretty easily. So I think it's worth doing. I think, you know, for a day trip, it's a bit long maybe. For an overnight trip, it could be fun for the family, for the kids, get out, share some time out in the bush. Plenty of places to camp. You can get local accommodation in certain places. And that part of the country, while it's pretty hot this time of year, is really still sensational. So it is definitely worth putting on your bucket list. All right, now a little known fact that a lot of people wouldn't know, Vanessa Amorosi, who's going to be singing Absolutely Everybody for us next. I met her quite a few years ago in a four-wheel drive event. She was driving in a woman's section, or a ladies' section, for want of a better way of putting it, and she did all right. She had a bit of fun, and she's gone on to do some of the most amazing music. Just love it a bit from a musical side of things. So Absolutely Everybody, and then we're going to follow that on with Bananarama, Cruel Summer. It's Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show, doing the Silo Trail today.
Chermside Park, your cooling specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman, Chermside Park.
Go!
Hi, I'm John. I'm in my 50s and young at heart, so it's my heart that I want to look after. I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Bergamet Pro Plus is a natural antioxidant designed to benefit heart health, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and improve brain health and liver function. I want to live life to the full, so I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Go to bergamet.com.au or call 1-300-977-889. Always read the label and only use as directed.
Station sponsor.
Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks have serviced the Yarra Valley and beyond for the past 22 years, making made-to-measure timber, aluminium windows and doors, single and double glazed, also security, Invisiguard doors and fly screens. They also reproduce old-fashioned windows and doors, as well as furniture from reclaimed timbers. Call Peter on 1800 622 544 for Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks. Station sponsor.
And you're back. It's Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. We're getting into the nitty-gritty of the last bit of time we've got, but I wanted to talk about the next silo. It's at Lascelles, and it was painted by a guy called Roan, who I talked about at the start of the show, who's very much into working in an immersive-type experience and has a... has something happening up at Mount Dandenong somewhere up there that I heard about. I'm sure you'll find it. Now, he painted Jeff and Marilyn Horman, who are fourth generation farmers in that town, in that space. And he sort of finished this work. It only took him a couple of weeks, apparently. So 2017, worked for 2 weeks to their 1939-built Grain Corp silos. I liked the fact that this work is sort of different and softer in a way, yet wise-looking. And again, you know, it all depends on the time of day you look at this stuff. That's the whole point about immersive things. But he's used sort of a muted monochrome sort of palette. And it's sort of a little bit different to the others. But again, it's what works. And each artist has just done the most amazing job on these murals to make them look so good. And I guess that's why I'm waffling on about them today, because I think it's worth getting out and about and actually doing it. All right, my next song is Dusty Springfield. I'm certainly pulling songs from all over the place today, so I hope you're enjoying the music out there. Is Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man, and this is for my Janie, whose birthday it was yesterday, and she received some not-so-great news, and I think hopefully this will cheer her up a little bit. All right, here we go. It is 3:28 p.m. here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Walking out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he looking.
everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me
was the son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me
was the son of a preacher man.
Yes, he was.
It's 3:35 here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show, and we've been doing the Silo Trail. Now, the last work that I want to talk about is at Rosebery, and it's by an artist from Melbourne, Caffeine, and she was involved in helping Roan do his, and so she ended up getting some people to getting a couple of silos to work with in Rosebery. And while she was helping Roan, apparently she spent a lot of time in the different communities talking to people, getting a feel for who they are and that side of thing. And this one's a really interesting one because it really depicts, I guess, the European movement with farming into the area. And one of them's a guy, you know, station person with a horse, and the other one's a lady. And it really represents both sides of how tenacious you need to be living in the country, how you have to work with all the conditions that come at you. So whether it's fires, floods, money shortages, stock losses, there's always sort of that tenacity. There's always that something there that for a lot of people, they find some fun in their everyday life to deal with the sort of negative side of it, which I think is sort of comes through in what she's trying to do anyway. And so I like that. And so she sort of spent a fair bit of time, like I said, helping Roan with his, and so she finished hers not long after. And it's an interesting. She was a lawyer and a public servant, and has gone into art and does some pretty amazing projects. So that's the sort of artworks, in a bit of a nutshell. I'm hoping that I've created some sort of visual for you that allows you to sort of think, wow, this is worth going to. I'll talk a little bit more about distances and things like that so that you can maybe have a bit of an idea of times and Ks and all the rest of it. So I shall do that. In the meantime, I've got another piece of Supertramp and then some Angels. So the Logical Song and Take a Long Line. I just love Supertramp. I play it probably too much, but two in one day. I think I'm going to get away with it on my last day for a little bit before I come back and hopefully keep you more entertained. But here we go, Supertramp, the Logical Song. We'll be right back.
Bushfires can threaten life and property, but the humble LPG cylinder is designed to survive a fire if it is correctly installed and prepared. The LPG Association of Australia has these tips. You should turn the cylinder off at the valve on top of the bottle. You should leave the cylinder where it has been installed and leave the bottle or cylinder in an upright position. You should ensure it is secure to a solid structure and on a solid base to prevent it falling over with the vent facing away from buildings. Any LPG bottles attached to a wooden frame barbecue should be placed on a solid base, and you should remove any combustible material surrounding the bottle. The LPG Association of Australia also says you should never place it inside a house or structure during a fire, as it can present a hazard to firefighters. You should never lay any cylinders on their side, and you should never cover a gas cylinder with wet material to keep it cool, because these materials may dry out and catch a light, heating the bottle or cylinder. This information has been brought to you by the Australian LPG Association and Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Angels. Take a long line, and you're back with Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here with you for another 15 minutes, and then I'll be having a break for at least a quarter, and we'll see what happens after that. So we've been doing the silo tour. Just to give you a little bit more information, the silo run starts pretty much in the south at Runny Up and heads sort of north up towards Patchy Wallach. So you can get to Horsham, you can get to Ballarat, you can go to Bendigo, you can start at Mildi or Madura, and you can work your way across. So there's plenty of spaces to really enjoy the trip. I mean, it takes about 3 hours roughly, it's about 300 kilometres, so 3.5 hours from Melbourne to Rapuniup. And then all the silos are sort of not that far away from each other. So really, you could base yourself in a small, you know, town somewhere or whatever, and just do your run. But there's a whole lot of other stuff to see up in the area all the way along. And I guess that's the whole point. You know, you could do this trip, like I said, in a day if you pushed it hard, or you'd do it in a weekend. But why not take a week and go and visit some of the other attractions? There's the Serum Factory. There's other artworks that have been done by some of the artists around the place. You've got the Giorgio Guidi artwork at Runnyup. There's the Farming and Heritage Museum, animal murals by Caffeine and Friends. I mean, there's just so many things. The sand dunes, the Wiperfield National Park, you know, Lake Lascelles, the Stockman's Hut, which is also up in Lascelles. So there's no reason for this trip to be boring and just on the road the whole time. There's a lot of stuff you could have a look at and just enjoy. Now, I did say at the top of the show I was going to talk about some of the interviews that I've done over the last sort of 18 months, but we're going to run out of time to do that. But there are lots of podcasts available at yarravalleyfm.com, so you can catch up on some of the stuff there. If you want to listen to this show again with some of its awesome music, and well, I think it's awesome, then you can do that, because that'll be up soon as well. So there's lots of different bits and pieces. So I promised one of my loyal listeners that I'd play a bit of Led Zeppelin, and I've got so many songs I want to play, and they're just too big, like Nights in White Satin, Moody Blues, you know, nearly 8 minutes. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, 7.5, nearly 8 minutes. There's just so many good songs, High Voltage, and a bit more Nina Simone, Dusty Springfield, and yeah, so there's just so many different songs I want to play, but I'm going to give you a snippet of Whole Lot of Love. I'm not going to play the whole lot, because obviously it's another long song, but I'm just dedicating this song across so that basically... I'm hitting weird buttons here. That's interesting. I shall go back out of that and go into there and see if I can't find it. So we've got stuff going everywhere. But to Christopher out there, here's a little bit of Led Zepp, Whole Lot of Love. It's only for a couple of minutes. I won't play the whole song. It's Anthony here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Local Live, loving it. Turn it up, folks. And there's just a couple of minutes of Whole Lotta Love. If you're a bit of a Stairway or Led Zeppelin fan, then sorry I didn't play all that through, but we are running out of time, and I guess I've got to finish at some point in my life when we get to where we're at. And so I'm sort of already pushing the boundaries of timing, so I'll find a couple of smaller songs to play before I finish. But look, on getting ready to sign off, I'd like to thank everybody out there that's been listening to me for the last nearly 2 years, or 2 years plus if you count the other shows. Also want to thank the station people that have been amazingly helpful. And I mean, I can't recommend, if you've got any interest in becoming a presenter or helping out the station, there's a lot of reward for the learning and what you get. And also to Darren, who's the current president, who knows a little bit about what I'm dealing with at the moment, which is why I'm taking a little break. He's been fantastic, and so I can't thank the guys and girls here at the station that have helped me through and get me through what I'm doing. So to all of you out there, while I get myself a last couple of songs to finish off the show, please drive carefully, stay safe in this autumn period as we go from a very hot summer and a very dry summer into autumn. And all the best, and we'll maybe catch you on the flip side of the autumn season. So until then, stay safe, drive carefully, and we'll see you on the flip side. And here's a bit of AC/DC, Highway to Hell, to round out the show, along with something else I'll find. All right, let's do it. This is Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, signing out for a little while.